Hello.
Hello, my name is Dominique. Returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I called a few days ago, and they were supposed to send me an email because I have no confirmation or no way to track any of my packages, and it's not going to my spam, and it's not coming to my regular email either.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. 29640.
Okay, your first and last name.
Lori Tilson.
Okay, and lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
308 Burns Avenue, Easley, South Carolina.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me one second while this account loads, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you're talking about the order you placed on December 3rd, right? Okay, so yes, the reason. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was an order, of course. I didn't read the, I thought I was just doing a survey, and then I didn't read the fine print. So I didn't know how this is gonna work. So can you tell me?
Yes, so that it was for the curacao, right?
Well, I did the survey for the damn it, what's it called?
It was for the cookware, that cookware.
No, I did it for the I'm sorry, I have been working 12 hours straight,
No, you're
back to back to
fine.
back to back. It was just one dish. Man, my brain ain't
Okay,
working.
yes, ma'am, I do see that. So the reason why you didn't receive anything for tracking is because in those terms and conditions, it does state it's not an automatic win. It's an entry to enter into a drawing to win that cure set. So it was a drawing.
Okay, so I paid $67 for a drawing.
The $67, okay, so what it is it does state that customers will receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing that survey, they're offered a chance to win various prizes. And customers can be charged anywhere from $2 to $7.95 to enter in, which you was charged just to $5.74. And so the reason why you was charged at $67.32 is because it also does state that if you do not call and get it canceled within a certain amount of time, that it does enroll you into a membership. So yes, it enrolls into that membership, but I can go in and get this canceled for you.
Okay, the lady the other day didn't tell me that. Okay, good. Okay, so what will this do if I don't want this membership? You'll cancel it? Will I get my money back?
Let me check one second. Okay, so they are considering this a valid charge, but what I can do is I can go and offer a courtesy refund of that $67.32 and offer 35% back of that charge.
Okay, so you're saying that you'll give me 35% back of the 67?
Yes, ma'am, because they're considering a valid charge. But I was just going to go ahead and just, offer the courtesy refund of 35% of that charge.
Okay, let me ask you this. So 35% of that would isn't be, but
I'm sorry?
The 35% would average to be about what, $23?
Yes, it would be $23.56.
Okay, I'm doing that off my head, but I can go to my bank and dispute it.
That's fine. You can go to your bank, yes, but I do have to advise you, once you go to your bank and they contact us and they see that, you know, it was in the terms and conditions, they consider that a valid charge. So they would, once you file that dispute, they would drop that dispute and they wouldn't refund any money back. That's why I said something about the courtesy refund, because they wouldn't refund you back because terms and conditions are legal. And once they see it in the terms and conditions, they would consider that valid, a valid charge.
Okay. Well, explain, you know, just help me understand this. And I wish I could remember the name of the main dish, because it was just one dish that I did the survey for, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I can't remember the name of it. God, everybody wants them right now. And I was like, well, I did a survey, get it for my mom for Christmas, right? Paid it $5.95. And see, because right after that, it was like $5.95 for shipping for that dish or whatever. If, you know, and I know it was winning. But when it got to the next survey, I saw it was a complete set. I didn't continue or go on to that survey. And I haven't got any other emails since then.
So you're saying you didn't go on to what survey?
Okay.
For the membership? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
So for the membership, it was in the terms and conditions when placing the order for the original carrot set. So it wouldn't, you wouldn't have entered into that drawing and then moved forward to a survey for the membership. It was in those terms and conditions. It was all in one. So you was entered into the membership under that carrot set, that part that you was saying that you was ordering for your mom.
And see, it wasn't a set. It was a
Yes, it's not a. It's not considered a set, but the name of it is carrot set. I'm sorry if I'm confusing you, but it's not an actual set. It's Yes, it's just called, you know, called a care set.
Okay. So when I done that one survey and agreed to pay the shipping and handling, if I won, then it enrolled me in that for $67.
Yes, because when you agree to pay the shipping charge, it's within those terms and conditions. It also stated when you agreed to that, it's also you're agreeing to understanding that you have to call in within a certain amount of days. And it does say the days in that terms and conditions that you are agreeing that you will call in within a certain amount of days so you're not enrolled into the membership.
Okay. Now,
yes, ma'am.
Maybe you can help me out here. Considering I called, I believe it was on the 10th, I called the other day asking what the charge was, and that I had not received no emails. She gave me, and I've screenshot it when we tried, when she, this lady, the last lady I sent it to, I tried to go in my email, and she gave me something called support at retailshop.com. I have received no emails from there.
Okay, okay, so I'm unsure why you didn't receive that. However, you still didn't call in within that time frame to get it canceled. Give me 1 second.
What was the time frame?
So you had 5 days to call in cancel. You placed the order on, and it's 5 days from the day that you placed the order. You placed the order on December 3rd. You was billed on December 9th. So that's the 5 days. You called in on December 11th. And then as well as today.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I called on the 3rd.
You placed the order on the 3rd.
Yeah, and then it showed up And that's the only reason I seen it showed up is because it showed up on my banking account because I'd received no email of any sort. And that's what I was trying to tell the lady. And I sit here and I've went through search engine weather and all that. And she's like, well, give me 24 hours. We'll send you another email. So now I'm sitting here for a few days thinking, okay, maybe not 24 hours, 36, 48, they'll send me something. If I get off work tonight, still don't have anything. That's why I'm calling you.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. I'm unsure as to what she told you to give you 24 hours in regarding to, because the only thing that I can think of is for a voucher. But with the voucher, the account was still, and it does show that you called to get the account canceled. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, because she was saying, like, we're going to send you an email. And this is what made me suspicious. She's like, we sent you an email, and I can't remember the name of that dish that everybody cooks with, but you're entered for that, and then if you don't receive it, then you'll have $120 Visa attached to that you can then go in and buy merchandise.
Yes, so that's what the membership, yes. So with that voucher, it's typically 24 to 48 hours, not 24 hours. It's typically 24 to 48 hours, and it could sometimes take longer than that to go through on your email for the voucher. But as far as everything else, with the calling in, when you called in and spoke with her on the 11th, you didn't ask to get it. You didn't ask for the account to be canceled. You just requested for that voucher.
Well, she was not as thorough as you.
Yes, ma'am, and I apologize about that.
And I get that. You've got better training or you've been there longer. But she wasn't as thorough as you. She tried to give me, when I'm saying, hey, you haven't sent me anything, and I'm sitting here going through my search engine, and I'm like, no, I can't. I haven't seen anything. She's like, well, I can send it again. At that point, if I knew, like you're saying, the $67 is just a fee, I would have canceled it at that point and said, hey, I was just trying to get a Christmas gift for my mother, not go back, $75.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer the most I can on that courtesy refund, which is 50%. I'm going to go ahead and bump it from the 35 to the 50% and just give the most back for that. So you would be getting back $33.66. And I'm sorry for that misunderstanding, but it will be back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. But depending on your bank, it can be back in there sooner than that. And then you will also receive a refund confirmation. And sometimes that refund confirmation can come in, as soon as while we're still on the phone, or it can take, a few hours to come in. But I did have that refunded back to you.
Well, I sure do appreciate it. I wish I'd have spoke to you the first time, but, I understand.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry about that again.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help and your knowledge.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.